Hello and welcome to the webinar. We're going to talk about how great attorneys get one or more new clients per week and the top 7 ways to get a steady stream of paying clients from online marketing. This webinar will reveal to you, again, the top 7 ways, which are 1, get a lot more traffic from Google local search by ranking for hundreds of keywords, not just 10 or 20. Number 2, use YouTube so potential clients hear, see, and experience you, which will get them to call you far more often. Number 3, add substantial amounts of fresh, unique content to your website monthly. Number 4 is to be perceived as an expert and the obvious choice in the minds of clients in your practice areas. Number 5 is to quickly get 32 or more new reviews on your website from Avvo, Google+, Yelp, etc. Number 6 is to get Google to rank your website higher and for hundreds of keywords by getting the right links. Number 7 will be get more of the best clients ever, which are referrals from past clients on a regular basis. So why am I teaching all this material for free? Well, the first reason is I want 2015 to be your best year ever. The second reason is that most attorneys are too busy running their practices to worry about marketing. They don't want to take the time and learn all this stuff, and frankly, they just wish someone they trust would handle it all for them. So why should you listen to me? Well, my name is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and for the past 5 years, my single focus has been to help attorneys to get more clients. And I started out providing leads to DUI attorneys only, nationwide. I built a site called My DUI Attorney, and we delivered over 35,000 leads successfully. And I've worked with over 500 law firms so far. And my experience includes phone interviews of these 500 attorneys in criminal defense, estate planning, divorce, personal injury, bankruptcy, DUI, immigration, and even more practice areas. So this says that I know the common questions asked by your potential clients and the challenges and frustrations you have in getting higher quality retainer-paying clients. I've spoken at PILMA, which is a personal injury and disability conference this past year in July, and I've also spoken at NACDL, which is the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and I've authored a top-selling Amazon book called Secrets of Attorney Marketing, Law School Dares Not Teach. Currently, I provide done-for-you marketing services through Speakeasy Marketing, and I've got a team of 33 people that help me handle web design, customer service, SEO, research, and many, many other duties. So it's not like I'm a one-man shop. We've got a pretty well-established organization here. And over the past 5 years, we've redesigned and created hundreds of attorney websites, and then we used SEO to get our lawyer clients to the top of Google. But we get them there for thousands of different keywords in their practice areas and metros. And some of our most successful clients get over 120 visits from Google every single day, which is about 4,000 visits a month. And attorneys of this level get 2 to 5 calls from potential clients, again, every single day, and they're retaining 10 or more clients each month. These are our best people. So before I reveal the top 7 ways attorneys get clients and go in depth, let's answer the nagging question that everyone has. Why has marketing a law firm become so hard? Well, the proliferation of various marketing channels gives you so many choices, and there's a lack of time to both be a lawyer and to market your practice as well, and there's a big lack of knowledge about what works. And all these problems are conspiring to make growing your law practice very difficult. There's competition from young attorneys who charge bare-bones retainers, and then there's the ease in which people can compare 5, 6, 10 attorneys instantly online just using their smartphone. That doesn't help either. And the economy itself is still weak, and the middle class, which are the very people you serve as an attorney, are making less money nowadays. They're getting squeezed. They have to concentrate their own spending on fewer necessities, and things don't look like they're going to improve anytime soon either, even though gas has been cheap, won't last. And the best 2 ways of getting clients used to be the Yellow Pages and newspaper ads, and now both of those are pretty much dead. So the internet, as you know, has completely taken over advertising as a medium, but it's a crowded, noisy, hyper-competitive, and horrifically distracting place for clients. You know, good luck for them finding you amidst all the other lawyers. And all this doom and gloom makes it more important than ever that you've got to learn the top 7 ways attorneys can get 4 to 6 new clients each month. So here's what's currently working for top attorneys this very moment in 2015. Number 1, get a lot more traffic from Google local search by ranking for hundreds of keywords, not just 10 or 20. So to get exposure to new potential clients, you must first claim, verify, and then optimize your listing in Google Maps. And when I say you get listed in Google Maps, it's not enough to be listed for just 5 keywords. You want to be listed for hundreds of different keywords, and you also want to get at least 5 positive reviews, so you get those coveted gold stars right next to your listing. Why? Well, because reviews and stars draw the searcher's eye to your listing, which will get you more clicks and calls from potential clients. Imagine you and your spouse looking in Google for a Mexican restaurant, and you see one restaurant with 70 reviews, and the other one has 400 reviews. Which one are you going to choose and why? You know what, the 400 review one. In your mind, I mean, I've thought this too. You're thinking, all those people can't be wrong. That's a lot of reviews. Well, same goes with attorneys. If attorney A has 1 review, and you, being attorney B, have 8 reviews, guess which attorney is going to get the click and the call from the client? You, because you've got so many more reviews. So how do you get enough reviews? Well, getting enough reviews is not easy because you got to overcome people's laziness, but you also need clients who have a Gmail account and who are savvy enough to go through Google's pain-in-the-ass process to post a review and make it stick. So the hope of having reviews in the first place, you've also got to be asking your current and past satisfied clients for reviews consistently every month. You've also got to make it as easy as possible for them to write and post the reviews so they show up on your listing. And remember, once you get 5 or more reviews, those coveted gold stars, which will make your listing pop out, are yours. And besides reviews, you've got to do some SEO work on your map listing itself so it shows up for hundreds of keywords and not just a few of them. And this is your chance to get to the top of Google Maps pages with eye-attracting exposure. And that's going to attract more visitors to your site and get more people calling you.